Well, we got lots to get to today. We'll get to Chris Cuomo. We'll get to Alec Baldwin. He's about to reappear. Tomorrow night's the big night. We'll get to our new mayor. We'll get to crazy old Joe in the Midwest. We'll get to the new Twitter CEO. We'll get to Mayor de Blasio. Hey, it's a good idea you came up with, Joe Bartlett. You like that? The heroin areas. What do you call them? Shooting galleries.
Injection sites.
Oh, injection sites. Yeah, this is a good idea from him. And this is why we elected him, for this sort of out-of-the-box thinking. Apparently, the homeless people all over the streets and the muggers and everything are lonely, so he's going to put heroin addicts out there shooting up all over the place. Where are these sites? Do we know?
Yeah, Washington Heights and East Harlem. So if you want to go inject yourself, that's where you got to go.
Good for him. You know, as he's leaving, he just wants to, you know... He just wants to make it clear he is completely insane. He is just a total lunatic. Just a complete nut job, a total wacko. Defund the police, no bail, let's close the prisons, and now let's have... Is this leading towards legalized heroin?
No. The object is that there are so many overdoses... because people are doing it unsupervised, that they have medical personnel to help you do it safely, and so you don't overdose.
Brilliant idea. Look at this guy. Here's a problem solver. This is a guy who's on top of things. You're laughing. This is ahead of the curve thinking about it. There's 4 weeks left of this guy. It's December 1st today. He's out January 1st. 4 more weeks of this guy, the worst mayor in the history of cities, in the world, a complete nut job, leaving in 4 weeks. So, and I guarantee you, Eric Adams, when he comes in, this is the first thing he'll undo is this stupid idea. Hey, today's the lighting of the Christmas tree. They're expecting, I don't know why, but they're expecting a bigger than ever crowd. You know, some people have predicted this will be the biggest Christmas season ever. People have been confined so long that they think more suburban people will come in, more tourists will come in for this Christmas season. So it's a gridlock alert day. The tree lighting at Rockefeller Center, people lined up for miles for this. I don't know why. They light the tree every day. If you come on Sunday, it's kind of empty at Sunday night. And every night when it gets dark, they turn the lights on. Or every morning, they turn the lights on. So you can watch it anytime you want. President Biden was in Michigan. There was this terrible, tragic shooting. He was there to comfort the victims. The families. Joe Bartlett, could you explain to us why he wouldn't go to Waukesha, where this crazy racist ran down all these people with his car, killing all sorts of people? There's still 18 children in the hospital suffering. Why won't he go there?
Doesn't fit his narrative.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, I love that White House reporter, Peter Ducey, asked Jen Psaki, why won't he go visit that tragedy? Why won't he go visit those victims? And she went through this whole explanation. The president, if he were to go visit a location, how much resources it takes, how much money it costs, how many planes and cars, and how difficult it is for him to visit an area. Meantime, he's wandering around Michigan right now. And he went to Minnesota yesterday, not to Minneapolis, but to St. Paul. Apparently, Minneapolis is too dangerous. It's a war zone. They didn't want him going there, so he went to St. Paul, where people held up big signs, FJB. So everywhere he went, he saw these signs, FJB. It means, well, you fill in the first word. The last two words are Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden. One thing that happens, and it's very complicated for this president to visit areas, because the guy has to paint the big white circles. They need 12 circles for the 12 people there. That's usually 6 people that show up. And then they have 6 staff members run over and fill the other circles. You see the picture of him wearing the mask?
Yeah.
As he's greeting people? Why does he even bother with this anymore? We know he doesn't wear a mask in real life. We know he never wears a mask. Why this fake posing for pictures with the mask on? And look at this picture. It's on my Twitter. Take a look at it. He's got the mask on as he approaches this local dignitary. He has his mask on, and he reaches out and shakes the guy's hand. Doesn't this dunce know that if you're shaking the hand, if you're touching the hand, it's defeated the whole purpose of the mask? Follow the science, you dunce. if you're so concerned, do a elbow bump or one of those things. Don't put your palm right in the other person's palm. You pick up every droplet and germ they've got. So why wear the mask? He's such a dope, this guy. So let's get to Chris Cuomo. You were right. He's off. I didn't think they'd do it that fast. But well, here's the argument. Obviously, if it's your brother, you're going to help your brother. And is it right to advise a politician? We all kind of have. You have, right? I have. You have some governor, senator, mayor, somebody says, what do you think about this? What do you think I should do here? What would you say about that? It's done all with. We always advise politicians. But I see the difference. The guy's asking you on an issue, what should I say here? What's the good thing to say in the debate? Or what's the good way to, how should I look at this issue? That's one thing. But when you're, what were you saying yesterday? He was using CNN sources, resources to investigate accusers.
To see if there were any new accusers coming forward, yeah.
Yeah, if you read through these transcripts, apparently that was his assignment to look for new accusers coming forward. Now, if you're the Cuomo team and you want him to look for new accusers, aren't you then admitting there are many more women out there? Isn't that an admission that you know they're coming? So he was to look for the accusers, use CNN sources to find these accusers, and then either stop them before they came out, or he was also using sources to investigate possible accusers and find dirt on them. And that's how you knew Cuomo was in trouble from the beginning, because most of his day leading up to the resignation was spent looking for dirt on Letitia James, dirt on all of his accusers. That's when you know you're in trouble. The day should have been spent with the lawyers, crafting the defense, preparing your defense case. But if you don't have one, the only thing left is go after the accusers and the attorney general and look for dirt. So how many people has he destroyed, Andrew Cuomo? Destroyed his brother. Remember the woman that had to step down from her job because she was cooperating with him?
Oh, yeah.
And there was another guy. He was the commissioner of something. He got involved. So a number of people have lost their jobs and have been corrupted. And Melissa DeRosa was probably on her way to a much better career before getting jammed up. So Cuomo has ruined a lot of lives. They removed Chris Cuomo. What does that mean, indefinitely suspended?
Well, they could bring him back. That's what it means.
Yeah. Usually a suspension, though, is a week or 2 weeks, or there's a time on a suspension. You're suspended for a month. You're suspended for a week. Indefinite means most likely you're not coming back. And I assume it's for some kind of legal reasons, that he has a contract. They'll have to settle it, pay it out. And the lawyers probably told them call it an indefinite suspension till we figure out how to end the contract. If they get rid of him, I assume they'll pay him something. They'll give him a severance just to end this contract. You know, it's fascinating. Nobody watches his show. He's got no audience at all. He's got a tiny, tiny audience. At 9 o'clock at night, Hannity is number one with millions and millions. And there's a strong number two. For the liberal world, the crazy liberals, they love Rachel Maddow. She's their hero. So she's got a pretty big... So between the two of them, there is nothing left for Chris Cuomo. It's a couple hundred thousand people. There's nobody watching this show. So it was quite a moment for him yesterday. You know, watching the 11 o'clock news, there he's the lead story. He's on nightly news. He's the big story. He's like right in the front of the newspaper. He's got the biggest coverage for a show that nobody watches. More people heard about him yesterday than have ever seen him on television in his whole life. So I don't think he'll come back. What would he do now? Where would he go?
Yeah, who knows? What's Andrew Cuomo going to do?
Oh, no, I know where he goes. Remember I was telling you yesterday? They created this channel on Sirius that nobody hears. It's called Triumph, and it's every failure that's been thrown out of television. It's got Dr. Laura... Megyn Kelly is on it now. Nancy Grace is on all these has-beens from. So he'll go on that channel. he'll be on after Megyn Kelly. It'll be the Chris Cuomo show. I tell you the other reason he's not coming back. He's a white male. There's no use for those kind of people in CNN's network. So he will be replaced. It'll be a black female or a black transgender woman immigrant. They'll check off a lot of boxes with this replacement. That'll be the answer. It wasn't a few weeks ago. It wasn't hurting Jeff Zucker, but apparently now in the last week, it was hurting Jeff Zucker. So time for him to go.
Well, maybe this could be the start of this new attempt on CNN to just, you know, start a whole new process. We're going to do fair news as opposed to slanted news.
Yes, you'll find that at holdyourbreath.com. So you're not gonna, this is not going to happen. This is not Jeff Zucker in this CNN. AT&T has inherited. They bought Time Warner, and part of the deal was they end up with CNN. They can't stand it. So apparently the plan is, and John Malone, the big one of the big names there, he's pushing this. They want CNN to go back to being a news network and actually just cover the news, not slanted, biased, where they only give you a couple of... They only give you half the news. They don't tell you the other stories. For instance, the Kyle Rittenhouse case, that's all they talked about nonstop, 24 hours a day. The racist killer who wiped out all these people in the parade, he's black, so they don't talk about it. No coverage. No coverage for the last week. Nothing. And even the Kyle Rittenhouse case, they made that a racial case. There's nobody black anywhere in the case. He's white. The people he killed are white. Everybody in the case is white. Everybody's the same race. How could it be a racist case? But so, and some people think that would be a good idea to go back to being an actual news network. Just cover the news. And then at night, you have talk shows. And you rotate. You have a liberal host and a conservative host. You know, the CNN did that for years, and they were much more successful. You know, it was straight news all day. And then at night, you had Lou Dobbs, and then you had Larry King. And you remember, half of Larry King's show was talking to Florence Henderson and those kind of things. It was a lot of show busy stuff. Speaking of show business, Alec Baldwin returns tomorrow night. Hard to believe. Tomorrow night, he will do a one-hour interview with George Stephanopoulos at 8 o'clock. It'll be on ABC, followed by, a week later, on 2020, they're going to do a special two-hour look at the Alec Baldwin incident, the shooting, and what really happened there. So I imagine part of the deal for him to give this interview was the investigative report next week will be a total whitewash of the whole thing. So, well, you're laughing, but he could do this interview with anybody he wanted. Anybody would want to do this interview. Big ratings. Why did he pick the most corrupt anchor in television? George Stephanopoulos, the most biased political operative he could find. Why do you think that is?
Because he can be bought, I guess.
Because you can, and they're probably longtime friends. This George Stephanopoulos has some weird friends. Remember, this is the guy that was at Jeffrey Epstein's house for dinner. So yeah. This guy has some weird friends. Remember, this was a political operative who worked for Bill Clinton. This is not a good guy, Stephanopoulos. So, it's tomorrow night. It's a one-hour interview. Could you really take an hour of Alec Baldwin? Isn't that a little too long?
It may take an hour to convince you he's done nothing wrong.
You know, and I hope he talks in his real voice like this. I hope he talks like this. I hope he doesn't do this voice that he does. You ever hear his podcast? He talks like this for a whole hour. He also does an NPR show where he talks like this. I can't take an hour of this. And what does Stephanopoulos do? He's supposed to whisper too? I think the reason he does this voice is to sound smarter than he actually is. And when you talk like this, you sound much more serious, don't you?
Yeah. Look, I'm sure he's rehearsed his lines numerous times for this thing.
Yeah, but who is he rehearsing with? Who would help him in this case? That imbecile wife of his?
His wife, yeah.
I don't know. Most of Hollywood has turned their back on him. Some people are still close to him. You know, like that Lorne Michaels is a very loyal guy, even though you won't put him on Saturday Night Live ever again, probably. I'm sure he's given him advice and all of that stuff. So that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Ghislaine Maxwell, the pilot, testified. He gave about 5,000 names of people that have been on the Epstein jet through the years. By the way, this pilot is from the 90s. He's not the current, wasn't the current pilot. He was like... something like 1990 to 2004. But one of the names, Bill Clinton, obviously many flights. And then all of a sudden we heard Donald Trump was a, and of course the media, that's all they reported in the headline. Trump was on the flight was like a 1996 or something. Trump had been friends, not real friends, but Epstein became quite a big guy in Palm Beach. And because he became such a big guy in Palm Beach, he got a membership to Mar-a-Lago. And that's where Trump knew him, and they were friendly. I wouldn't say they were friends. They were friendly at the time. And apparently Trump at one point hitched a ride to Palm Beach on the plane. At some point at Mar-a-Lago, Epstein started chasing after a 14 or 15-year-old girl that worked in the locker room. Turned out it was the daughter of a member, and that's how she had the job. Well, Trump went nuts, threw him out of Mar-a-Lago, banned him from the club, warned everybody from, and this is a million years ago, from that moment on. I remember him warning me once, years ago, to stay away from Epstein. A couple of people warned me about Epstein. One of them was Trump. Don't go near this guy. So, but they will try to make it look like Trump had some big Epstein connection. Oh, we'll get to Dr. Oz, too. We'll get to that coming up. Joe Bartlett, you think that's a good idea, him running? I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I don't know. I don't. I'm kind of curious about his motivation.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll go into this. But, you know, the guy has a sterling reputation. They'll destroy this guy. This race. Anyway, we'll talk about Dr. Oz coming up. And we'll get back to Chris Cuomo. And we'll get to, it's great Chris Christie news, which means it's bad. We'll get to that. We'll get to Omicron and more coming up. Check out the webpage. All right. Now, I put up, there's a lot of video. This testimony, Andrew Cuomo is so creepy. He testified at great length for hours. Now, I've cut out a couple of parts here of where he just really looks creepy. Take a look at how creepy. There's the video. Watch how creepy Andrew Cuomo looks. And then we've also put up, this is from years ago. This is Bill Clinton in the same situation. He's testifying about sexual harassment in a private video. But watch this Clinton one because it gets really graphic. Sexually graphic, and they're asking Clinton to give a yes or no on all these really graphic things. Watch his face, and watch when they get to the cigar. Watch his head just snap. He can't believe they knew that. It's really ugly. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.